First and foremost, never a penalty in 100 years. I look at it on the telly. Stevens are very, very experienced. The penalty the Pelham got in the first half was the softest penalty they'll get all season, to me. However, they got it. Second goal was a great goal. Was it O'Hara?
Yeah,
he was on the line to the pitch, and you know, we've no been guilty of losing four goals. The third goal is the argumentative point to me. Their striker doesn't even jump. Tam jumps to heed of it, and the boy barks into him, and he has a bad fall on his shoulder right in front of the referee. And my player stops, everybody stops, and the play on. I said to the referee, and I says, "Why did you not get a foul there? It wasn't a head knock." I said, "So you try to tell me it has to be a head knock before some?" I said, "You're an experienced referee. I thought it was a serious injury, and he's hanging his." So they got the break there, right? Then the fourth goal, I thought was a good goal. I know Craig, I had him long before Dunfermline had him, and Craig Whiting's got that in his makeup. And they scored four. The credits for me are my team. We've come back here, and when you see Dunfermline playing the game out there and taking 20 minutes on every kick for the goalkeeper and the rest of it, for me there was only one team that was worried, and it was Dunfermline. I wasn't worried. It was the way it is. If we'd go beat the day, which we did, I wouldn't have complained. I didn't think there was anything between the two teams. I'm very proud of my own players, but defensively we're no used to losing four goals, and I think two of them could have been major positions with the officials. But he came over and he booked me, and he couldn't get away from me quick enough, because I says, "Well, why did you know stop the play right in front of you? Everybody knows he's got a serious injury." And he says, "Fucking six, play on." And we all stop. That's what I've been getting into my centre half. So, what'd you stop for? When you're at primary school, you know what you say? Clear your lines. Your school teacher used to say, "You clear your lines," and that's what we should have done. But all credit to the Pelham, good finishes. And I'm not going to say too much about some reports in the paper today. I thought the Dunfermline players, you know, it's a full page today talking about the top four teams in the league. This is before the game. Raith Rovers and the Hearts and this, that, and next thing. And the boys writing in the paper today telling you that, well, we should finish second. We didn't want to finish second. Listen, son, see you in my team. My players are not allowed to talk to the press until I know what they're going to say. So I used that as a motivation. It didn't really work. We got beat. But I can't even be bothered with all that. I can't even be bothered with what players have got to say to the press. Because anything you say could be used against you. All credit to Dunfermline. Is that them in the playoffs now?
Yeah.
That's them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Wish them well.
It's in your hands for next Friday.
But I'll hate a day. Pardon?
It's in your hands for next Friday now.
Aye, it is. I'd prefer to be in our 2 points in front. But if you said to me at the start of the season, you know, I'm going to play at home, it's a hard game for. But don't be underestimating. There's Inverness Cali go beat today, convincingly. I don't know what kind of team Neil's going to put out next week against Ayr United. That's all down to us. The place to be next week is Ardroth. That'll be a game, I can assure you. My players gave me a lot, and that's all I ask for as a manager, so I've not got any complaints. I wish Dunfermline all the best as well. They're my club anyway, so and they did well today to score four. Just talking about main team, I've no complaints whatsoever.
Thank you.
Alright, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Yes, Dan.